Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
This week, we're going to actually do something that we haven't really done before. We've done it maybe once or twice with some other topics, but this one, we're going to revisit another topic with a new, fresh set of questions. This topic we're revisiting is the topic of cooking trivia. The lad's been cooking more, right? I think you could say that. You've been taking your, trying out a couple new things. We got a couple ambitious projects for the rest of summer here. And we thought we'd dive into cooking part two. So here we go. If you've never joined us before, this podcast is going to give you 15 questions in three rounds of five questions each. And each round that goes by, the questions are going to get harder. This first round's the easiest round. We call this round
the TTs, the Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots. So here we go. Question number one. What is the main ingredient used to make traditional French fries?
Potatoes.
Potatoes is correct. So, despite being called French fries, historians believe that they actually originated in Belgium, which is interesting.
But they're the most American thing you could ever think of.
They got the name when American soldiers were stationed in Belgium during the World War I, where the official language of the army was French. So I guess it kind of makes sense when they would call them French fries.
Well, what's with the fries?
Because they're fried.
I guess.
Yeah. Just gave himself a little head slap there. Yeah, that's all right. Question two. In the Disney Pixar movie Ratatouille, what kind of animal is the master chef named Remy? I know this is a hard one.
Moose.
A moose.
Rat. It's a rat.
A rat is correct. So they tried to make the food in the movie look really realistic, and the filmmakers actually cooked real gourmet meals in a kitchen, and they took thousands of photos of them to try to animate them in the best possible way.
The Ratatouille isn't...
Well, it could be. You can do Ratatouille that way.
I mean, yeah.
Now,
I don't know why I'm saying that.
I don't think the food behaves in the way that they do sometimes when they put it like onto the plate and stuff, like the way it folds out and things. Yeah. But you can make, I think, the food look just like that all the time. But yeah.
Yeah. And then Anton Ego with the niche meme goes back to his childhood.
Yeah. Remember, they can't see anything that you just did.
I know. He takes a bite of the Ratatouille and then it zooms in on his face and then he goes back to his childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Where his mom makes Ratatouille.
So here's a little hot take. I'm going to say Ratatouille is the best Disney movie of all time.
You mean Pixar or Disney in general?
Both.
Star Wars.
Star Wars was definitely not a Disney movie. It now is a Disney movie, but no.
I'm going to think of something better.
Huh. You'll be thinking for a long time, sir. Because I'm right.
Hunchback of Notre Dame.
That's a good one. Not even close to Ratatouille.
Beauty and the Beast.
Mm.
Boom.
Not even close.
Boom.
Question number three. Which breakfast food can be flipped in the air using a frying pan and often is topped with maple syrup?
Pancakes.
A pancake is correct. The world's largest pancake was made in England in 1994, and it was over 49 feet in diameter, and it weighed 6,600 pounds.
I'm sure they asked like the entire country to eat it. Everybody, start eating.
Start eating.
Where's your accent?
6,600 pounds of pancake. That's a lot of pancake. Question four. What do you call a restaurant where you walk down a line and scoop your own food onto your plate rather than ordering from a waiter?
Wait, what?
What do you call a restaurant where you walk down a line and you scoop your own food onto your own plate rather than ordering from a waiter?
A buffet.
A buffet is correct.
We got the greatest lunch buffet on the other side of town.
I don't know if it's the greatest lunch buffet.
It is. What are you talking about?
It's good, but I mean, I've eaten at better buffets. It's good.
It's the best, actually. It's better than good. Good is an understatement. Amazing is an understatement.
Sure, sure. So to give you some context, the lad is talking about a pizza restaurant, an Italian restaurant that serves pizza as well, that has an Italian buffet for lunch most days of the week. They're called Gallagher's. And we've gone over there and eaten there, and he enjoys it. It's kind of like our like tradition, right? Like if you yes. and I are getting lunch, we usually go to the Gallagher's lunch buffet. Question 5. What dairy product is made by shaking or churning heavy cream until it turns solid and is often spread on toast?
Butter.
Butter is correct. So in ancient times, people didn't just eat butter. They used it as hair gel, like skin moisturizer, like all those different types of things. Imagine just like heading out for the day and slathering some butter on your skin before you head out.
Just you're literally a piece of toast that's walking and talking.
Yeah, I need my hair to look good. Get me the butter.
What are they used for, like, shaving?
That's a good... I think they could use butter, too.
Cottage cheese.
And with that, folks, we're going to finish off the Trivia Tots round. Emmett's 5 for 5 and doing great. But now, folks, the questions are going to get a little tougher. This next round is called...
The M&Ms, the Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. Here we go. Question 6. Which Italian pasta's name literally translates to little ribbons in English?
I don't know.
What's a pasta that looks like little ribbons? Take a guess.
I don't know.
He does not know. Well, the answer we are looking for is... Fettuccine. Fettuccine. There's over 600 different shapes of pastas in the world, and each one is engineered to hold different types of sauces, which is different. But fettuccine is really good for like an Alfredo.
Yes.
Right? But just fettuccine, it kind of holds sauce very well.
My favorite is penne.
Penne is really good too.
Marinara.
Yeah.
And pesto. And Alfredo.
Yeah. Now I'm getting hungry. Question 7. In the animated show SpongeBob SquarePants, what is the name of the famous restaurant where SpongeBob works as a fry cook?
The Krusty Krab.
The Krusty Krab is correct.
Did you know the Krusty Krab used to be in a retirement home?
Oh, really? I did not know that. And they turned it into a restaurant.
Pretty sure it was called the Rusty Crab.
The Rusty Crab.
Crabs just added a K.
Yeah. Yeah, that would make sense. Question 8. Which food is known as the national dish of the United States and is famously cooked on backyard grills?
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs is very close. If it's not hot dogs, it's...
Bratwurst.
Well, in Wisconsin it is. But if it's not hot dogs burgers. Or brats, it is burgers. Burgers are correct. Yes. Seymour, Wisconsin, just outside of Green Bay here, claims to be the home of the hamburger.
Or it's in Hamburg, Germany.
Don't know. I guess, I don't know. The people of Seymour would probably disagree with you. They have Hamburger Fest every year, and they try to, every now and then they will attempt to do like a giant, like world record burger type thing. But yeah,
They need Nick DiGiovanni for that.
But they have like parades and yeah, you can get a lot of burgers at Burger Fest. I've been to Burger Fest before. It's a lot of fun.
Does Hamburg do any special festivals?
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe if they actually invented the hamburger, then maybe they should.
Yes.
Question 9. Which famous British chef is known for his fiery temper on TV shows like MasterChef Junior and Hell's Kitchen?
Gordon Ramsay
is correct.
What are you? Finish it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you? An idiot sandwich. What are you? An idiot sandwich. So, what show was that?
I have no idea.
I don't know either, but someone was underperforming to his likings, and he put their head in between two bread slices and called them an idiot sandwich.
Interesting. So you and I are going to be attempting Gordon Ramsay's famous
Beef Wellington
dish at some point this summer. We haven't decided when, but at some point this summer. Question 10. What specific name is given to raw fish when it is sliced very thinly and served by itself in a Japanese restaurant?
Don't know.
The answer is sashimi. Sashimi. So it's not sushi, because sushi is, if I remember correctly, sushi is when it's placed on the top of a rice, like a little rice bed. But yet at the same time, when it's just the fish itself, it's called sashimi. All right.
I don't like sushi.
You've never, I'm going to argue that you've never even eaten it. Like, I don't think you've ever actually tried it.
I should say I don't want to eat sushi.
Yeah. Now, there's a big misnomer that sushi is just all raw, and that is not true at all. In fact, there's like, especially in Americanized sushi, there's very few that are actually fully raw. Most of them have several cooked components and maybe like one raw component, a lot of fish. There are a lot of sushi rolls. They don't have any raw ingredients. They're all cooked. So I think it gets a bad name. I think it gets a bad rap. If you haven't tried sushi, you should give it a shot. It's really, really good.
You sure about that?
Oh, I'm sure about that. And with that, folks, we're going to wrap up the mind move around. Emmett's doing great. But now we're going to really ratchet up the difficulty. These are the toughest questions I could find about food and cooking trivia for part 2. So here we go with
the BBs, the brain busters.
The brain busters. Question 11. Which popular item at a pizza restaurant was named after a queen of Italy in 1889?
Queen Victoria.
Queen Victoria. Well, I think we're looking for a popular item at a pizza restaurant named after a queen. But I get what you're. Do you want to change your answer?
Yes.
What popular item at a pizza restaurant? I'll give you a hint. It's a kind of pizza.
A margarita pizza.
A margarita pizza is correct. So the chef that is kind of credited with creating the margarita pizza wanted to mimic the colors of the Italian flag with red tomatoes, white mozzarella, and green basil. And Queen Margarita loved it so much that he named it after her. That's pretty cool. Margarita pizza is really good.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Question 12. What famous founding father is credited with popularizing macaroni and cheese in America after tasting it in France?
France part gave it away. Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson is correct. He loved it so much that he brought a pasta-making machine back from Europe, and then he served mac and cheese at a state dinner at the White House in 1802, which is kind of cool. So we owe all of our mac and cheese loving to Thomas Jefferson.
I'm the biggest mac and cheese person. If you know me, you know I like mac and cheese.
Yeah, he loves his mac and cheese. Question 13. What specialized culinary scale is used to measure the spicy heat of chili peppers?
I don't know.
See, I figured you might know this one because you've watched enough weird cooking YouTube that they talk about this scale all the time. So,
Scoville's.
The Scoville scale is correct. The scale was invented by Wilbur Scoville in 1912, and he originally tested heat levels by diluting pepper extract in sugar water. And then eventually, and he would do that until the panel of human testers could no longer feel the burn.
So a jalapeno pepper is 2,500 Scovilles.
Yeah.
Mad Dog hot sauce, E9, is 9 million.
9 million. When you start getting into the millions of Scoville units, yeah, you're not in for a happy time.
Yeah, Mad Dog hot sauce, I think E9, is the hottest hot sauce on Earth.
Wow, that's crazy. Question 14. What is widely considered the rarest and most expensive spice in the entire world by weight?
Don't know.
He does not know the answer. They are like long, tiny red threads. The answer is saffron. Saffron is considered to be the most expensive spice in the world.
I knew it.
It comes from the tiny red threads inside of a crocus flower, and it takes over 75,000 individual flowers, all harvested entirely by hand, to make 1 pound of saffron.
It's more expensive than gold.
It's very expensive, but it's really good. I'm not going to lie. I love saffron.
I've never had it before.
It's very good. Question 15. What do you call the process of dipping a vegetable into boiling water for a short time and then immediately plunging it into ice water to stop the cooking?
Flambeing.
Flambeing. The great answer. Incorrect, though. The answer we're looking for is blanching. Blanching. Yes. So blanching is really nice because, like, especially like a perfect vegetable for blanching would be like broccoli. Broccoli is a bright green vegetable. So when you cook it like that, it'll actually keep the vibrant, bright color. And so that when they put it on the plate, it doesn't look dull. It looks still very.
So like, it's all about looks.
A lot of times, yeah. In a lot of restaurants, the chefs care about what the food looks like too, as well as it tastes. So, yeah. But it's pretty cool. Flambeing. I believe flambeing is where you use like alcohol and you set it on fire.
Yes. That would make sense if you plunge it into ice water.
I guess. In your brain, yeah, that makes sense. And that's going to do it, folks, for Cooking Trivia Part 2. Hopefully you did well. The lad certainly did well. And yes, if you enjoyed this, please give us a 5-star review in whatever app you're listening on. You can also find us on social media, on Facebook and on Instagram at Dad Lad Trivia. Final thoughts about Cooking Part 2 before we sign off?
I like cooking. If you want to do cooking, cool.
Yeah, you should just start doing it. Start getting into it. It's very cool. And with that, folks, we want to say thank you for tuning into this episode and all of our episodes. We wouldn't do this without the support of our loyal listening crew made by you. So thank you so much, guys, and we hope you have a great rest of your week. And until next time, we'll see you later.
Alligator.